three towns passed non-binding resolutions to oppose the natural gas pipeline extension. Cornwall and Shoreham voted specifically on phase two of the project. It would bring the pipeline through their towns, under Lake Champlain, and over to the International Paper Mill in Ticonderoga, New York. Cornwall voted 126-16, Shoreham 63-38. Moncton's residents passed a more general resolution to denounce the project as a whole, even though that town will be affected by the first phase of the pipeline extension, which has already been approved by state regulators. That part of the project will go from southern Chittenden County down to Middlebury. None of the town's votes have any legal bearing on Vermont Gas or the Vermont Public Service Board. But they send a strong message. Here's Bruce Hyland, Cornwall's select board chair.
We could resolve to do all sorts of things, but there's the statutes and the legislature and the procedures are all there. So this is simply our opportunity to say where we stand.
Meanwhile, the Energy Committee of the Addison County Regional Planning Commission has also voted, 4-1, not to support phase two. Was the timing intentional?
No.
Energy Committee co-chair Jeremy Grip says definitely not.
That was totally unintentional.
The committee's recommendation is merely advisory. The commission will get input from three other committees before making its decision about phase two. But Grip says the project isn't in line with the energy section of the regional plan.
Our plan supports the phase out of fossil fuels in favor of renewables, just like the state plan does. And we felt this wasn't a path putting infrastructure in to serve one industrial user.
There's always friction points with local communities.
Steve Wark of Vermont Gas says the company is still committed to phase two.
Because phase two, meaning service to International Paper, is what makes service to Rutland possible. Now, that said, obviously, we've still got some work to do in these communities. These are advisory votes. They're non-binding. But, you know, we look at them as this is an indicator. It's a metric that we need to continue to work with these communities.
The Regional Planning Commission represents those communities. It will get input from its other advisory committees by March 12th. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.